If you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Bill Carnes. You're listening to 2A Radio right here on RBN. Thank you very much to RJ Hinder, previous host on the last show. Thank you for sending your audience off to us right here on 2A Radio. Guys, on 2A Radio, and I'm going to explain this because we have a lot of new listeners that are coming in all the time. 2A Radio stands all for Second Amendment Radio. 2A, Second Amendment. 2aradio.com. is the website. It's not two-way radio. It's 2A, it's in Second Amendment Radio.com. And my email address to send me comments about the show or anything else is bill@2aradio.com. Now, if you're going to send me a personal message directed to me directly from you, that's great. Any forwards you feel like sending, do me a favor, send them to somebody else because I get them from several other email addresses all the time. Please do not send me forwards. Please do not put Bill at 2A Radio on a whole list of different people you're emailing stuff to, because then all I get is a whole bunch of garbage that people end up sending to me along down the line. And it is a mess. I have a lot of email that I have to go through, and that just makes it that much worse. So, Bill at 2A Radio, if you want to have a personal communication back and forth, that's great. What do we talk about here on the show? We talk about guns, gear, we talk about the right to carry, we talk about open carry, concealed carry, we talk about open carry movements, we talk about where politicians want to curb our open carry rights, where they want to curb our concealed carry rights, and also in areas of the country where they want to expand those rights and make it much more less restrictive. Much more less, that sounds weird, and make it much less restrictive to carry your guns for personal protection. Guys, in the economy of today, police departments, sheriff's departments are laying off people left and right because they can't afford to pay them. The money's just not there. Revenues, tax revenues, all kinds of revenues are down. So that means two things. There are less cops on the street, and it's driven more people into crime. Who are you going to call? It's not Ghostbusters, guys. It's going to be Mr. Glock. It's going to be Mr. Browning when you pull your 1911. Whoever it is, it's going to be the manufacturer of the gun that you're carrying. We also talk about sporting uses of guns, but mainly it's a defensive-natured show where we go into different news articles. There's commentary. There's certainly my opinion. And then there's call-in. If at any time you feel as though you would like to call into the show, the number here is 800-313-9443. And a lot of people listen to the archives. The archives are available on the website, 2aradio.com. And then you can go on there, you can listen to the archives. The archives are commercial free. It gets right down to the nitty gritty. And they're always up within about a half an hour, maybe even 20 minutes, of the show being completed for the day. So I just wanted to give you all of that background. So coming up, and the rest of the show, you're going to get news, commentary, certainly my opinion on some of the things going on around the country at state and federal levels, and really see what's going on out there. So stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, and you're listening to me right here on 2A Radio. Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443. Incoming news out of Ashtabula County, Ohio. A judge tells the residents to arm themselves. This is coming out of Jefferson, Ohio. In the ongoing financial crisis in Ashtabula County, the sheriff's department has been cut from 112 deputies to 49. With deputies assigned to transport prisoners, serve warrants, and other duties, only one patrol car is assigned to patrol the entire county of 720 square miles. I did the best with what they, the county commissioners, gave me. If it wasn't enough, don't blame me, don't blame this department, said Sheriff Billy Johnson. Well, that's not the buck stopping there. Johnson said he's suing the commissioners to get a determination of whether he should use his limited budget to carry out obligations defined by law or put more patrol cars on the streets. I just can't do it anymore, he said. I have to have the court explain to the commissioners and to me what my statutory duties are. The Ashtabula County Jail has confined as many as 140 prisoners. It now houses only 30 because of reductions in the staff of corrections officers. All told, 700 accused criminals are on the waiting list to serve time in jail. There are dangerous people among free people. I'm sorry. There are dangerous people free among the 700 who cannot be locked up. The sheriff says, well, yes, in fact, there probably are. But I'm telling you, any known violent criminal, we're housing them. We've got murders in there. Okay. Ashtabula County is the largest county in Ohio by land area. Ashtabula County Common Pleas Judge Alfred Mackey was asked what residents should do to protect themselves and their families with the severe cutback in law enforcement. Arm themselves, the judge said. Be very careful. Be vigilant. Be in touch with your neighbors because we're going to have to look out for each other. Ashtabula County gun dealers and firearms instructors say that their businesses have really picked up since the sheriff's department cutbacks began some months ago. That's exactly why they're coming in, so they can protect themselves, says Tracy Williams, a certified firearms instructor in Jefferson. They don't feel that they are protected. They want to be able to protect themselves. Williams says interest in his classes have doubled recently, and many of those coming are people who he would not normally expect to have interest in obtaining a concealed carry permit. As far as him, Judge Mackey, telling you to arm yourselves and protect yourselves, you don't have any other option, Williams told the local news. We don't have the law enforcement out there to handle it right now. Ashtabula County, where unemployment is higher than state averages, is asking voters to approve a 0.5% sales tax increase in May. The tax hike would raise the county to 7%. Yay on taxes. Jesus, you got to be kidding me. So that's what's going on in Ashtabula County, Ohio. Now, keep in mind, that is not an isolated incident. There are cutbacks all across the country. And there's violence all across the country as well. When the economy really takes a dive, you have a lot of good people out there that have a hard time. You have a lot of people who, I don't know if they'd be classified as good, but they're generally not lawbreakers, even though they might be kind of derelicts in their normal lives. And when things get tough for them, it's very easy to transition into criminal life. Plus the criminals that are already out there. I mean, they're probably doing just fine. Does the bad economy actually negatively affect the bad guys that are out there that just live as criminals, make their living through crime? I wonder if it affects them. Just last night, there was a man and his wife out in their garage, and they heard a knock at their front door. So they opened the garage door to see who it was. Three black males rushed the couple in an effort to do a home invasion. The man fought back and got shot in the face. He is alive. He is in critical care. But They just came up to the door, knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, whatever they did. When they opened the garage door, they were bum-rushed, and the man got shot in the face. These guys got in their car and took off. So this is a yet another violent, armed home invasion in Las Vegas. They're happening a few times a week. Almost one a day in Las Vegas. Sometimes more, even. And we don't even hear about all of them. Because not all the time people are getting shot. But whenever they get shot or stabbed, and most of them are getting shot, that's what we're hearing about. Always in normal or higher class neighborhoods, slightly above the middle class. Middle class or better, really, is where these are going down. Because those are the people that probably have something worthwhile to steal from. So I have to ask you, are you prepared for a home invasion? You can bet your butt that I am. If someone tries to bum rush my house, first of all, I have a little bit of security on the perimeter of my house. You have to get past a locked, secured gate before you can even get within 20 feet of my front door. You can't just walk into my backyard. You would have to break something or climb over something rather tall to even get into my yard. And you can't get in through the garage unless you bust in through either an open garage door or a solid core exterior deadbolted door. So to get actually into the house, there is some form of barrier. And there's only, what, two windows? Neither one of them are very big, that actually face the exterior of the house that are even accessible from the front without having to get into the back. There's hardly any front-facing windows. I think there's only the two that don't otherwise have some sort of barrier in front of them. And those happen to be way up a hall, way away from me. So, I mean, you're not going to sneak up on me. And am I ready? As in, do I have the equipment to defend myself? Yes. Do I have the training to defend myself? Yes. Do I have the mindset to carry through with the training and the gear at hand? Yes. Without a doubt. Do I look forward to the opportunity? No. Absolutely not. Guys, if I go the rest of my life, and I'm 40 years old at this point, if I go the rest of my life without ever having to press the trigger in the heat of the moment, well, that's good. That's good for me. That's the way I'd like to go through the rest of life. I don't want to have to press the trigger on anybody. I hope that the rest of the time I'm pressing the trigger, it's for training or just for fun. Matter of fact, I'm going out Sunday and doing a lot of trigger pressing with some friends. And we're going to get some training in. And then, of course, on May 1st and 2nd at the shoot with Shalene Nightingale at Burrow Canyon outside of Azusa, California, we'll be doing a lot of pressing. Matter of fact, you come out there to that shoot and it's about 500 rounds in a two-day format. And you're going to get 3 days worth of training in the two-day format. You ask how we can do that. It's called efficiency. I was always in the private sector an efficiency expert. I brought that into the training realm to get things done much, much more efficiently than most people ever do. Matter of fact, when I worked at FrontSight for many years, I tried to get the training as efficient as I could dealing with writing the curriculum. However, the lectures that go on in there, the classroom lectures that take hours sometimes, they would never consolidate those. Never consolidate them and get to the point. Has to be story time. Has to be interaction time. Has to be blah, 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 time-wasting time. And a lot of these are done after lunch. You know, you're sitting there, it's hot, you eat lunch, you sit there. Then you listen to some form of a lecture that's supposed to be interactive, and all you have is a bunch of people sawing logs. Well, you're going to get the information that you would need on things such as the color code of mental awareness, something that is all derived from Jeff Cooper. Things like, you know, what's the morality and the ethical portion of defending yourself and pressing the trigger on someone? Well, we'll go through that. And what about if you actually have to shoot someone? You've gone through the color code of mental awareness. You've gone through the moral and ethical thought process in your mind. You've had to shoot a bad guy. Now, the police are going to come, and you may be facing some sort of civil challenge as well. How do you handle that? All that stuff's going to be handled at this course. And it's going to be handled concise with the information needed. And then we're out on the range actually learning to shoot the guns and running the triggers. And these different informational blocks are all going to be split up throughout the course. So you're not getting a couple hours here and a couple hours there. You're getting maybe 20 minutes here, 30 minutes there, and then a lot of time shooting on the trigger. So look that up, 2aradio.com. Check out that link. Go to it. Sign up. Several people already have. We need many more. Spread the word, guys. I'll be back after the break. We'll be carrying on with news and information. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. Now, on Monday is the, a lot of people have been waiting for it, the Second Amendment March, April 19th. Now, here's the interesting thing. Those who are freedom-loving, pro-gun type of people know that April 19th is really Patriots Day. What that means is that is the anniversary of the Battle of Concord, Lexington, which is the battle that started the entire Civil War. April 19th, 1775. Now, many people, you know, it was more than a year after that that the Civil War started. This was the very first battle of it. Now, it's interesting because those who do not support guns and are against the Second Amendment march, now, they want to be able to march against guns and not have any static thrown their way when they march against guns, the Million Mom March or the Million, you know, Bonehead March or, you know, the Million Ignorant March, whatever it is, against guns. But when we want to march for it, and we march on Patriots Day, April 19th, what do they throw out there? Oh, it's not the anniversary of Concord, Lexington. It's the anniversary of the bombing of Oklahoma City Federal Building. It's also the anniversary of when the feds went in there and assassinated the Branch Davidian complex in Waco, Texas, in 1993. Oklahoma City was in 95. So that's what they want to concentrate on. Oh, yeah, it's a Branch Davidian went down, and they were bad guys. No. The federal government went in there and murdered these people. They firebombed them. They murdered them. And why Janet Reno was not prosecuted is because she was in charge of the law enforcement, the police in this country, as the Attorney General. How in the world are you going to get prosecuted when as high up the food chain as you can get is the Attorney General? You'd have to have the president themselves arrest and prosecute you, or at least approve the prosecution. And that wasn't going to happen. No. So, just realize, April 19th is the anniversary of the battle at Concord, Lexington. Some people say Lexington and Concord. Whatever. It's all the same. Where the settlers decided that they were not going to allow the regulars, some people refer to them as the Redcoats, at the time they were referred to as the regulars, come and get into their business. So what was going on was the the settlers, the colonists, they used to keep all of their powder together in powder houses for their muskets. And what the British soldiers were doing, the regulars, is they were going around and seizing the powder at these powder houses. So the people, they were essentially taking away the ammunition. Hey, you guys, you're going to keep your guns, but we're going to make it impossible to shoot them because we're going to take away your ability to shoot because you're not going to have any powder for your ammunition. So essentially, they were taking away the ammunition. Well, the settlers heard about this and realized that they were going to get the powder keg bunkhouse for the colonies of Lexington and Concord. And they put up a fight. And they won. Then everything settled down a little bit, and then there was more trouble the following year. And then the Declaration of Independence, and then the Civil War from there. I'm sorry, not Civil War. The War of Independence from there. Pardon me. So, what we have now today is a very similar instance in places around the country where legislative bodies have decided to legislate away your rights and ability and availability of ammunition. Most notably, the state of California. You guys in California have about a little under 10 months until you are going to be restricted to 50 handgun rounds of ammunition each month. You'll have to go to an authorized dealer, fill out paperwork, submit to fingerprinting every month that you want to go buy a box of 50 rounds, which is the limit. You can't go buy 50 rounds from this retailer and then 50 rounds from that retailer and then 50 rounds from retailer number 3. No. Because all of your information, your ID, and your fingerprints will show that you are subverting the law. You will not be allowed to order, mail order, or internet order ammunition either. No. That'll be against the state law. 50 rounds of ammunition. Which means that this course that I talked about earlier, I spoke about it, that we're doing on May 1st and 2nd, is going to be 500 rounds. You're going to fire what would be 10 months worth of ammunition. Imagine that. If you don't have ammo stored up and you want to take a course and you live in California, if you don't go to another state and buy the ammunition and take it to the course, which the course couldn't be in California because you can't buy it in another state and bring it in, that would be breaking the law as well. You have to go to the other state and buy it, but you can really take a course in California because you're not going to be able to have the ammo. And those are your peons, your servants in the legislature that passed that. And your rhino governor that signed it into law. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Well, you should march on Sacramento on Monday. That's what you should do. Folks, stay tuned. There's more to come after the break. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gun control, loved by dictators since 1917. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, most of you should know the name Paul Helmke, H-E-L-M-K-E. Paul Helmke is a pinko communist bastard who is president of the Brady campaign to completely screw sovereign American citizens out of their right to keep and bear arms and protect themselves from criminals. I believe that's their official name. Now, Paul Helmke is just an absolute left social scuzzbag. Now, this is all my opinion on this guy. Make up your own mind. He issued a statement yesterday about the Second Amendment march coming up on Monday. He says, as Second Amendment extremists prepare to converge on Washington, D.C., It is shameful that our nation's leaders are preparing to give the gun lobby bullies the victory they have always sought and never before achieved, the surrender by this city of the power to enact its own gun laws. Make no mistake about it, this cave-in to the gun lobby will cost lives, many of them young lives. You know what, Paul? You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because the gun laws of Washington, D.C. are still not within the Heller decision. And the young lives that they are going to cost, if we're able to get these gun laws thrown out, are the lives of the young thugs that don't care about your rights, my rights, or anybody else's rights, because they are the only ones armed other than the cops. So these young lives of people, and keep in mind, guys, keep in mind, other organizations like the Brady Campaign to completely screw America out of guns, I think that's their official name, they and Violence Policy Center like to do, they like to play a lot of dirty tricks, such as consider anyone under the age of 25 a child. So they're going to talk about young lives and children and things such as that. Keep in mind, these are adults that can eat, sleep, drink, do whatever they want. They can be college graduates. They can already have served time in the military, then got out and started a career and still be considered a child in their name by these guys. They're the only ones in the country that do that. It serves their purpose. So those young lives that you're talking about that would be street thugs that are out there trying to continue on with their homicidal ways, it would probably cost them their lives when they get shot by several armed citizens. Okay. Well, that's a cleansing of the gene pool. Guys, you have to understand something. I don't pull punches. You have to understand something. That when armed citizens are out there protecting themselves, their neighbors, their friends, their coworkers, their loved ones, against armed bad guys that would, without the blink of an eye, care less if they caused you death or serious bodily injury. They don't care about your life. They care about themselves. They're selfish. And they'll use violence and tools of violence to get their way. If they come up against someone who is prepared for them, or they come up against someone who has someone else with them who is prepared for them, and the bad guys end up soaking up a few rounds, turn into a bullet sponge, and they don't make it, that's a cleansing of the gene pool. We don't want those kinds of people in society. We don't want criminals, violent criminals, who prey on the good people of society, in society. And a cleansing of the gene pool is when the would-be victims are all now armed and trained and have the mindset to defend themselves. I want you to understand this as well. If you actually understand Jeff Cooper's color code of mental awareness, which you'll learn if you come out to the Nightingale shoot on May 1st and 2nd, if you understand that and you practice it, pretty simple concept, and it's very awakening. It really is. It's almost like, wow, I never really realized that. Now it's going to be easy for me to. I don't want to call anything life-changing. I love when I watch a commercial and somebody says, you start eating this food or, you know, doing this, it's going to change your life. You know what? I don't want my life changed. I don't want your product. Does everybody in the world look to have their entire life changed if they go somewhere and do something or buy a certain product? I hope not. Anyhow, if you understand and practice these levels of mental awareness, then you're going to pretty well do away with ever being an unintended victim again. Your chances drop dramatically, probably 100-fold, from ever being a potential victim again if you understand this mental awareness. Again, you'll learn that if you come out, when you come out, to the May 1st and 2nd Chalene Nightingale shoot. Check it out. Go to 2aradio.com or nightingaleforgovernor.com. Read all about it. Sign up. You only got a few days left. It's $200 for 2 days course. Okay, continuing on, we have this scumbag Helmke, whatever his name is. He's a scumbag. We're now going to go on to an organization that, a group, actually, that understands the Second Amendment, what it's about. Open Carry Advocates are planning a Restore the Constitution rally Monday at Fort Hunt Park. And this is coming out of the Mount Vernon Gazette, this story here. Dozens of armed protesters from across the country are headed to Northern Virginia next week, staging a rally at Fort Hunt Park that will include loaded weapons and speeches about the U.S. Constitution. Convoys of protesters, I don't know why they call them protesters. It's not protesting. And what it is, it's support of the Second Amendment. We'll drive, so you can understand where the guy, Michael Lee Pope, who wrote this, where his head is at. They will be within sight of the Capitol as airplanes fly overhead in the flight path of National Airport. Now what he's doing is he's laying the groundwork to say that the aircraft and all the people on them are going to potentially be in harm's way because people with guns are going to be in a park that the planes fly over. So he's trying to lay this down. Now, you have to realize there's been literally hundreds of events around the country that center around people who have loaded guns on them. Just in the last year, hundreds. Not once has a single shot been fired. But these scuzzbags won't look into that. They want to make it look like it bleeds, so it will lead. See, the event, dubbed by organizers as the Restore the Constitution rally, is an effort to draw attention to the law allowing gun owners to openly carry firearms at National Park Service sites, while drawing attention to what organizers say are concerning violations of the Constitution. We want to be as close to D.C. as possible, said Daniel Almond, a Georgia real estate agent who applied for the permit to conduct the rally. The Constitution is being violated and ignored in many instances. Well, yes, it is. Almond plans to come bearing arms. For starters, he'll be packing an unloaded rifle. Wow. Why? What good is an unloaded rifle? He'll also be wearing a bandolier with rifle ammunition. Then there's the loaded pistol that he'll keep holstered during the rally. That's all perfectly legal as of February 22nd, when the new law took effect, requiring the National Park Service to conform to state gun laws. Because the event will take place on federal property, the National Park Service and the United States Park Police have the responsibility to maintain order. The Park Service turned down the offer from Fairfax County to coordinate local police assistance. Certainly having firearms mixed in with visiting crowds would cause us some pause, said Dottie Marshall, the superintendent of the George Washington National Parkway. At this point, we are faced with following the law. Yes, you're always faced with having to follow the law, lady. Always. I just am at such a loss as to why my country has been taken over by the mindset of the fortitude-free ninnies that are now populated throughout the country. We have such feminized little sissy boy mindsets. These pathetic ninnies that are out there all throughout this country. They have no balls. I mean, I don't even understand how contact sports are still played in this country when we have so many delicate little flowers out there. It makes you wonder how we even have enough people to play organized contact sports. I just don't get it. I don't understand when men stopped being men. when women stopped supporting their men from being men. And everybody turned into a bunch of sissified little ninny wusses in this country. I don't get it. You know, my testosterone level has not changed. As a matter of fact, I get more and more pissed when I see this sort of thing going on. I probably have more virile testosterone pumping through my veins than I did 5 years ago because of all of this. Who can we thank for it? Guys, there's no simple answer. There really is none. But I can tell you this. If those who are attending these sorts of rallies, if those who support things in organizations such as the Tea Party and the Tea Party rallies had been around for the last 20 or 30 years and constantly been doing this, we wouldn't have so many ninnies today. However, now that we've finally woken up and we're finally doing things like this across this country, doing our best to try to steer it into the direction of potentially becoming a great nation once again. It's been a long time since it has been. You can think about America, the great America, the beautiful America, the strong and the proud, the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's history. That's in the past. And it was a glorious past. It was a wonderful, glorious past. However, unless people like this guy, Daniel Almond, if Daniel Almond and the Tea Party guys and the people putting together these pro-gun rallies all get together and continue to do this sort of thing, we might have a pin dot light at the end of the tunnel that if we follow the path close, strong, and true, we might someday, many years down the road, make this country great again. It ain't great now. It's a pathetic, little, testosterone-free wuss mess. It's really sickening. It really is. You know, they talk about the ugly Americans across the rest of the world. Oftentimes, you get Americans that go to other parts of the world, and they're treated well only so that they can get the American dollar. Well, the American dollar isn't worth squat anymore. I mean, taking away the gold standard was nothing but a tool to financially enslave this country and the people within it. And now we look like a bunch of wusses. The rest of the wussy world is actually starting to accept us. I don't want to be accepted by a bunch of wussy people across the world. I want to be the ugly American. Now, I don't mean ugly American as an act. Like you go to some other country and you feel that you're entitled to some sort of special treatment or special governance because you're American. Not that. I'm talking the ugly American by the perception of all Americans. You know, if you were born, if you're born any time as a human being, if God decides you're going to be a human being, great. Well, now that is a shot in the dark and a wonderful thing to begin with. If you're born in America as a U.S. citizen, well, it doesn't get any better than that. If you're born in America as a U.S. citizen, and you have to understand this country hails from the fortitude of our founding fathers, then you should realize that you should help carry that on and not go against it, not be the Paul Helmkes of the world, not be the fist-pounding, we're going to go in and kill these religious believers, Janet Reno's of the world, not this vote for a change, and if Congress doesn't pass what I want, I'm going to do it by executive order, Obama's of the world. We're not going to be the secretive Marxist scumbag, anti-rights people. Well, otherwise, do us a favor. Do the rest of us a favor. Because being strong and full of fortitude and carrying on the way the founding fathers had wanted us to is what has made this country a great country historically. And if we get back to it, we'll make it a great country again. Those of you not willing to follow along with that, sit down and shut up and enjoy the fruits of the rest of our labor. You lefties never could do anything anyhow. It's we on the right that understood what needed to get done, that went out there and hunted for the food, brewed the beer to wash it down, and then invited your sissy little ninny backsides over so that you wouldn't starve. You could get a free bite of meat, a free beer, and hell, we'd even roll you some tobacco. And then you'd scurry away and go do the dishes when the real men were done. Put on your aprons, boys, and go say, I don't like guns. They're not for me. No, but they are for the hunters. They are for the ones who protect you, because you cower and hide in the center of everyone else. We'll take a caller after the break. John in Tennessee, stay on the line. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Sit back up, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong, that this is not when you belong.
Calling to chime in on the sissified ninniness of many Americans, we have John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, even in the Bible, I think David was instructed to teach the men in the use of the bow. We're supposed to know how to shoot.
Hallelujah.
We're supposed to know.
Absolutely.
We're supposed to, whether it's a bow or a gun. What's amazing is that the very people that are anti-gun, when their butt is in a bind, and I grew up in Detroit, man. When their butt is in a bind, they call the law. Why do you call the law? Well, he's got a gun. Well, guess what? When you've got a way to defend yourself, you don't need the law until after the fact.
You know, John. Yeah. You know what I was doing yesterday afternoon? I have a neighbor, and he has two homes. He has a home in California, has a home in Nevada. He's officially a Nevada resident, and he was out. And he went and he picked himself up one of the new Taurus Judge, which will shoot a 45 long Colt or a 410 shotgun round.
Right.
And the trigger on it was really rough. Really, really rough. So I told him, I'll do what I can with it. So I take the thing apart and I smoothed up and lapped and got everything together and really smoothed out the guy's trigger and gave his gun back to him a couple hours later. Because,
wow.
Because I want to make sure that my neighbor, which, by the way, we're actually going to be spending about 6 hours on Saturday shooting. Just he and I, we're going to go, we're going to do some shooting. He's going to have some friends out. And then on Sunday, I've got another group of friends coming up. We're going to go shooting for about 5 or 6 hours. And, you know, all of this is gratis on my part because I want to make sure that my friends, neighbors, and loved ones are actually able to shoot, that they've got their guns, they know how to use them, they're in good shape. And these are not the sissy ninny people of the world. These are the guys that really have a vested interest in learning how to shoot to protect themselves.
Well, let me ask you a question. First of all, I was trained in the use of a bow when I was 8 years old. I was a deadeye with a recurve.
Just so you know, we have about 30 seconds, so go ahead.
Okay, real quick. I came across the Smith & Wesson 629-1. Is that the trigger modification?
I don't know what the one designation is.
This thing takes you by surprise every time you pull the trigger. I love it.
It probably came out of the Smith Custom Shop. And if you got the 629, that's the modern version of Dirty Harry's 44 Magnum. Wonderful gun. Wonderful gun.
You never know when it's going to let loose. That's how light the trigger is. I love it.
Good for you. John, thanks for the call. Enjoy your weekend, man. Enjoy it. Thanks again.
Thanks.
All righty. So, guys, what I want you to do is evaluate over the weekend, as Patriots Day is coming on Monday, and evaluate how much sissiness you're going to get out of your body. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you in Congress, the executive, and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Stay tuned. Stay strong. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will your freedoms? The Two-Way Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.